At the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, cultural ambassadors are learning how to best represent Tlingit's stewardship and connections to the glacier to the roughly 1 million tourists slated to visit this summer. Sani Liana Wallace sets off down the walkway towards Deep Creek.
We'll never stop talking.
Join the crowd.
We're talking about plants. So Lee, who's been here a while, is going to show me a plant that he wants us to work on.
They're part of the group of ambassadors who will be at the glacier when tourists start arriving in less than 2 weeks. The Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska program started last year. As part of a co-stewardship agreement, the tribe formed with the U.S. Forest Service. It will allow people like Shak Dintach, Jonah Johnson, to teach visitors about Devil's Club, or as it's called in Tlingit, because there's more to it than meets the eye.
It looks like it's just a harmful plant, but it's really our medicine plant.
In February, a wave of federal firings left one remaining Forest Service staff member at the visitor center. In a typical summer, there are about a dozen on site. Some of the fired staff have been rehired, but there are rumors they may lose their jobs again. But while that's up in the air, the cultural ambassadors are moving forward with their plan to staff the Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area. Lee Miller is returning for his second season. He says he thinks all the staff at the glacier will be spread thin this year. Miller says he loves representing the Occoquan and bringing the joy of the natural world to the visitors.
You can pass it on to them. You're coming in and you say, okay, I just saw a porcupine out on the meadow there. You know, just point it out to them and they'll ask you questions.
Miller's family has been here for thousands of years, but he'll be greeting people who are seeing the glacier for the first time.
Just interacting with them and watching them, you know, it's just, that made the whole season.
And the 2025 season begins April 14th. When the first ship arrives. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery.